Chapter 8. Red Apples. That night in her castle, the wicked queen looked into her mirror and she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the prettiest of them all?" The mirror answered, "You, my queen, are pretty, it's true, but Snow White in the dwarf's house is prettier than you." The wicked queen was very, very angry. This time, the wicked queen put on an old green dress. She put an old shawl over her head, and she put some red apples in a basket. One of the apples had poison in it. Then the wicked queen went to the dwarf's house with her basket.
"Come and buy some red apples. They are red and sweet," she cried.
Snow White looked out of the window.
"I mustn't open the door," cried Snow White.
But Snow White loved apples. They were so red. "She's just an old woman," Snow White thought. "I am sure she won't hurt me." So Snow White opened the door. The wicked queen ran into the dwarf's house and took a red apple from her basket. Snow White ate the apple and she fell to the floor.
"Now I'm sure she's dead," cried the wicked queen. "Now I really am the prettiest of them all."
And she ran back to the castle. When the seven dwarfs came home, they found Snow White on the floor.
"Is she dead?" cried the first dwarf.
They couldn't find any ribbons, and they couldn't find a comb in her hair.
"This time she is dead," said the second dwarf.
The seven dwarfs began to cry. Then they made a glass case and put Snow White inside it. That night in her castle, the wicked queen looked into her mirror and she said,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the prettiest of them all?"
And the mirror answered, "You, my queen, are the prettiest, it's true. Nobody is prettier than you." The wicked queen smiled.
"At last! Snow White is dead," she cried.